is his chance. All right, he'll be outside. Just like there are many men, they're taking care of the body to become like elephant. Either you become elephant or tiger or anything, you have to die. And if you so desire, unlike next life, you become elephant or tiger. That's all. Nature will give you the chance. So you have got to try for all these things. You have to try only for Krishna. Tasyaivahitaprajati. That is intelligence. Simply for Krishna, simply to understand Krishna. And anything else, question of time. But in Krishna's connection, there are varieties. Now, here, just take this, what is called this?
Movie camera.
Movie camera. So, utilizing for Krishna's purpose, so automatically learn what is movie camera. Everything we are using, it is not that we are using everything for sense gratification, for Krishna. The dictaphone is being used for Krishna, the movie camera. Oh, we are living in a very comfortable room. Everything is being utilized. Why you should give it? If by living in a comfortable room, taking advantage of the modern invention, I can serve better Krishna, why shall I not take it? Does it mean, although the dictaphone is there, still I shall write in my hand? Krishna consciousness cannot touch this. We don't follow this nonsense philosophy. Unnecessary vairagya, shushko vairagya, dry renunciation.
Shushko vairagya?
Shushko. Shushko means dry. Oh, it is material, I shall not touch. I shall not touch. Just like the rascal Ramakrishna. He, if anyone wanted to give him some money, he does not touch money. These rascals, why shall he touch? Come on, you have got money, George Harrison, spend it. Yes, come on, I shall take it. But Krishna, we haven't come to this house for living very comfortably and enjoying. No, we have come here for Krishna's sake.
This point is revolutionary in spiritual circles.
Yeah.
Make.
Because it is Krishna's property. It is not my property, neither George's property. This is mistake. Everything belongs to Krishna. So it must be utilized for Krishna.
Simply they don't know Bhagavad Gita.
Huh?
They don't know Bhagavad Gita, therefore they don't understand this.
No, therefore I say all right, immediately. You are all rascals. That's right. We have got a test. Test you. As soon as one is not Krishna conscious, he is rascal. He is mischievous. He is lowest of the mankind. He has no knowledge. These are the groups they belong to. He may think that he is very big man, Nixon, but we know that he is a rascal number one. This is Krishna consciousness. You can understand immediately what is what. By this test, namanga duskita namurha prapadante naradhama maya aparitagyana asuri bhava. You have to say like that.
He asked why I was interested. He said, if it's coming from God, what difference does it make?
Mm-hmm.
He said, if it's coming from God, then what difference does it
make?
Divine
says that you are a fool, God is not fool.
Yeah.
That is divine. What God will speak, he not speaks foolish, because he is above all this foolishness. But you are within the foolishness. That is divine. Try to answer them like that. You are within the status of foolishness, Maya. And God is above Maya. If God is also within the Maya, as the last time Mayavadi said, then what is the use of God? We are everything.
They just accumulate knowledge just for knowledge.
Uh-huh.
They just accumulate knowledge just for knowledge's sake. All of these big...
Not just for knowledge. Because they do not get any knowledge. They have no knowledge. What is the knowledge? They talk all nonsense. What is the knowledge?
See, his argument was, well, there's no point in talking about this matter. All of us accept this. He's saying all big authorities, they accept this point of view that this was recently written literature.
No.
It's his authorities.
You don't know who are authorities.
That's right.
You manufacture your own authorities. Mm. You do not know. That is your misfortune. You do not know who is authority.
They all smoke cigarettes and they think they're authorities.
Other.
Yeah, nonsense.
And I met another old authority on Sanskrit, and he's sitting behind his desk, and his whole body is shaking. Now, I'm not interested in the spiritual side of these Vedas. I'm just interested in the Sanskrit. And he's dying, you know, and still he's like that. If that's their authority, it can't save them then.
Adhakki.
Hmm?
Adhakki. They're called Adhakki.
What's that?
External.
I used to know this.
Just like the one is interested in the body, not in the soul. So he is a fool. This sculptor, he is simply interested in the outward body. He has no knowledge of the soul.
Interesting.
And he wants to become a very famous man, remaining in the category of ashes. Because one who is in the bodily concept of life, he is an ass. Go khara. Khara means ass. Saiva go khara. Jashyato buddhi kunapi tidhar. Anyone who is in the bodily concept of life, he's no better than anyone. The cats and dogs, they are also the bodily concept of life. Saiva Gopa. So he has not advanced beyond these cats and dogs. Because he is in the same conception. I am this body. A dog cannot understand that you are not this body. So similarly, if a human being cannot understand that he is not this body, what is the difference between him and the dog? So Shastra says, Saiva Gokara. He is no better than the cows and the asses. And actually that is the fact. The first instruction of Bhagavad Gita, they cannot take it. And their scholars, that is the most regrettable situation, that these fools and rascals under the bodily concept of life, they have become authorities. Actually, they are asses.
Yes.
Yes.
I used to observe when I was going to the university that all my professors, their intellectual business was just a profession, like digging ditches.
Yes, sir. And for earning money.
For their pleasure, they're going home to drink beer and eat steak. That's all they're really interested in. Yeah. It is working to make money. Yeah.
That's
it. I could see it. I didn't want to follow their footsteps. They had
just
nothing
like a
better.
Is cleansing the road for money. They are going as professor. But the category is the same. Mm-hmm. You don't make any distinction between that sweeper and this professor.
Yeah.
Or a hog and cat and dog. The hog is also working hard all day and night for stool, eating. But this man is also working like that. Beyond that, he has no other knowledge.
The scientists, they have a term called psychologists, they call it an idiot savant. Idiot savant means he's an idiot, but he has one particular talent, and because of that talent, he can get along. Just like sometimes you find an idiot, he can look at a column of figures, and he can compute the sum in his head very easily. But he can't even understand how to tie his shoes. And I think these scholars are like that. They're actually idiots, but they have one talent for Sanskrit or for history. And because of that, they can get along, they can support their body. But otherwise, they have no qualifications.
Shudra,
yeah.
Unless he gets that pose, he will start.
Yeah.
He has got some talent in some particular subject, but he must get some service. By serving others, he will be able to utilize his talent and get some money, then he will eat. So this is Shudra's business. Dog's business. Just like a dog, unless he has got a nice master, his position is very precarious. A street dog. Nobody will care him. Rather, he will sort out.
You point out in Srimad Bhagavatam that they go to school and learn to become PhD, then they have to knock on the door for a job, and no one will open the door.
No vacancy, sir. So just like dog.
They have a way to force them to work. The politicians force the scholars.
Yeah.
If they don't print books, if they don't write a book every now and then and print it, get it published, they lose their tenure, their position as a professor. They must produce one book, then another book, then another book. If they don't, finished. And this is where they're working all the time.
The Marwaris in India, they don't educate their son, just like Billa. They say, we can purchase these rascals, why we should waste our time? So-called technician, so-called expert computer, this, we can purchase. Why we shall waste our time?
It's the same thing I learned in Germany. First I wanted to get my own press.
Yeah.
I studied the situation very carefully. I saw it was ridiculous for us to do that. It's so much hard work. It's much easier to collect the money in the street by giving the magazine and then paying someone. They work very hard and do it. Everything is like that.
Yeah.
There are so many people that can do everything. The one thing that people can't do is distribute Krishna consciousness.
Yeah.
And for that, Krishna is giving us so much money.
That verse. Only for this purpose one should endeavor.
Yeah. And for Krishna is paying us for
you
that.
You cannot purchase Krishna consciousness if you have got money. That you have to cultivate.
Yeah, when Mr. Birla is getting old, then he has to come to us if he has any sense.
No, they say, they simply give primary education, ABCD, they can read, that's all. And Sanskrit, they don't send, because everyone knows that sending boys to the school means spoiling, that's all. I have seen intelligent boys, they go to school and spoil. Spoil. He learns how to smoke, how to use sex, how to talk nonsense, how to use knife, how to fight, these things. At least at the present moment.
Yes.
Yes. Simply slaughterhouse. This so far the school is called Gladys Academies. Yes, Gladys.
It was when I went to school. I was a nice little boy. Yeah. In school, I fell down. Yeah. Only one.
You that... must have been intelligent. And so, time was wasted. To our this Gurukul should be taken care of very nicely. So nice preachers may come out. Brahman. Nice Brahman. Tasyaiva heta prajateet kovida na labhati jat brahmatam parajata talabhati dukkha madanna tasukam kalina tatpatra gavira rangasa.
I'm still thinking about the other morning. You were talking about how everything is actually spirit. Everything is composed of spiritual atoms, actually souls. And we say it when we talk about the
that is Vedic Bhasha. Yeah. Sarvam Khalidam Brahma. Everything is Brahma.
When we speak about the transmigration of the soul, we speak about 8,400,000 species. Does that include the inanimate objects as well within those 8,400,000?
Sthavara. They are called sthavara. Immobile. Uh-huh. Even hills, mountains,
yeah.
Stones. They are called sthavara. Trees. Sthavara. One which cannot move.
So actually we don't really...
Sthavara lakhavimshati. 2 million types of sthavara.
So we don't actually discriminate between the tree and, say, the atom as a living entity.
Yeah.
Little by little, it's coming clear.
Sthavara. Sthavara means one cannot move, standing. Sthavara jangam. There are two kinds of living entities. One moving, one not moving.
But the atom is always in motion.
Huh?
The atoms and molecules are always constantly moving.
That movement is different. That is not independent moving.
Is that to say that a stone has a living entity in it?
Yes.
Actually, what we discussed is that even the elements, the atoms, everything is made of nothing but spirit souls in fallen conditions. Because everything comes from Brahma Jyoti, which is nothing but spirit souls.
Yeah.
And Brahma Jyoti, therefore, soul never changes. So this manifestation is from Brahma Jyoti. Therefore, it is made of souls. And there's nothing else but spirit souls. Yesterday, 2 days ago, we discussed that.
It is simply covered by another energy, which is called material energy. And that is Maya. Maya means there is not action, not factual. The example is given just like the sun is covered by the cloud. The cloud is nothing but another creation of sun. But when the cloud comes, sun is invisible. Similarly, this condition, forgetfulness, is my creation.
Mm.
And when I am covered by this forgetfulness, I become stones and atoms like that.
In Bhagavad Gita it says the soul is immovable. In the second chapter there's a verse that says the soul is immovable.
Yeah.
What does that mean exactly? Are we not moving? There's a verse that says immovable and
sthanu. We will meet in pigsty.
You mean its nature, isn't it? But I mean we are
not
moving.
Changeable.
It's unchangeable. Not that we are not moving, we are moving.
Might be that word was not properly used. Sthanu, the word is sthanu. If you have a Sanskrit, what is the meaning of sthanu? Rachalayam, achalayam, yes.
Is the point of all those
that means achala also so achala. Achala means that does not move. Sanu rachalayam. If you all want Gita, you can see. Now there is no time.
It's 5 o'clock. Thank you very much.
The lights off. Get the lights off.